Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the color orange. The fall brings us increasing darkness as the days grow shorter and shorter, but it also brings us a great compensatory brightness as the autumn foliage blazes across the hills in red, yellow, and orange. This glorious change of color results from a decrease in the amount of chlorophyll produced by the leaves. Leaves contain not only green pigment, but yellow and red pigments as well. Since the leaves need so much green chlorophyll in the spring and summer to facilitate photosynthesis, the color green far overpowers the other colors in the leaves. But as the earth moves into autumn, and the daily amount of sunlight decreases, the leaves' production of chlorophyll decreases, and then stops altogether, allowing the underlying yellow and red pigments to be visible, and the leaves to display their inner brilliance. Orange, the mix of yellow and red, is the iconic color of autumn. At no other time of year is it so prominent in the landscape. It has become a celebratory color that represents the bounty of the ingathered harvest. Richness and abundance is the meaning of the color orange in other cultures too. In Hebrew tradition, orange signified splendor. In Chinese and Japanese tradition, orange meant love and happiness. Since orange is made by combining red, the color of blood, and yellow, the color of sunshine, the resulting hue signifies vibrancy and vitality. Orange is also the color of fire, and so it takes on fire's symbolic meanings too. Fire, for millennia, has symbolized the living heart of the universe, a unifying, stabilizing force that was both the source and the end of all things. For fire is a complex and paradoxical element. Just as all living organisms devour other organisms to keep on living, fire must also devour organisms to keep on burning. Thus, fire was a sacred element that used death as a means of perpetuating life. It transformed living things and returned them to their original unity with the divine. Therefore, fire is an element both of living and dying. And so is the color orange. Orange is also the color of the second chakra, the energy center located in the lower abdomen, genitals, and womb. The second chakra is all about pleasure, emotions, desire, and sexuality, and about movement and change. The orange of the second chakra is also about polarities, yin and yang, feminine and masculine, earth and sky. These opposites continually attract each other, longing to unite, and their mutual desire creates movement, which leads to change or transformation. To experience the orange glow of the second chakra is to drink the sweet waters of pleasure and succumb to the dynamic death that satiation, desire, brings. At this time of year, when the land is ablaze with orange, in pagan tradition, the dying god seeks the goddess, his lover, for one final tryst in her forest home before he passes over into the shadow realm. And in their coming together, he experiences the consummation of his desire and is himself consumed in the orange flames, transformed and returned to his original unity with his divine mother. And so may you be consumed by the sacred orange flame and experience the ecstasy and regeneration that is the color orange. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.